This is IGN.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
WWE 2K23 Review. Even stronger is the perfect tagline for WWE 2K23. Last year's reinvention laid a solid foundation, and every aspect of it has been refined for the better this year. Combat is flexible without becoming burdensome, and the My Rise campaign mode focuses on telling more focused stories without compromising its open-ended gameplay. My GM is more user-friendly and lets you invite a larger number of friends to get in on the action, too. Even the 2K Showcase, which has maybe the most glaring inconsistencies of all the modes, subverts expectations in creative ways. The pickings are slim for full sim-style pro-grappling alternatives, but WWE's flagship game has never been more deserving of its spot at the head of the wrestling game table. 2K wrestling games have been largely hit or miss when it comes to how they look and sound, but 2K23 has to be the best hit this series has had in years. There are still several characters who've adopted newer looks and attitudes than the ones captured here, but with only a handful of exceptions, everyone at least looks good. New lighting effects and reflections give an overall boost that makes stages shine and title belts sparkle. Menus are clean and colorful, a step up from last year's bland layouts, all without sacrificing legibility. Visually, 2K23 is a grand slam. Literally no one should be surprised that combat in the squared circle of 2K23 is much like it was in 2K22. This is an annual sports game, after all, and the wheel has not been reinvented, especially when last year's big overhaul was widely considered a huge success. The simplified grappling layouts and a combo-based striking system add a bit of depth to each of the close to 200 wrestlers that are either available to play at launch or unlocked with in-game currency. There are a few noticeable changes, though. The pin minigame now has an optional stick flick mechanic instead of simple button mashing, which is one of my favorite improvements. 2K22 had a timing-based button press alternative, but flicking a stick up at the right time mimics the dramatic kickout in a very satisfying way, which stylishly solves the problem of fatiguing yourself in real life by bashing a button manically. It would have been nice if the philosophy of removing button mashing were consistent, though. You still need to mash to recover back to your feet after getting dropped, and when fighting your way out of submissions. Stamina, and specifically the lack thereof, is a way bigger deal as matches go on. Without it, it's tough to run faster than a crawl, and you become way easier to counter and beat down. Spamming offense relentlessly risks tiring you out early, and the only way to regain your energy is to hang back and idle for a few seconds. Knowing when to slow your roll and when to hit the gas can give matches between evenly skilled opponents a fun rhythm. This year's 2K Showcase focuses on John Cena's biggest losses, which is an interesting take on the marquee game mode. Cena's spent so much of his 20-plus year career winning that it's refreshing to see him run down the monumental L's he's occasionally taken from greats like Kurt Angle, Brock Lesnar, and Triple H. I enjoyed the winding trip down memory lane, though there were a few notable bumps in the road. The other major single-player mode, My Rise, is split into two separate stories. Of the two, I preferred The Lock, which has you jump into the boots of a global sensation whose talents have finally elevated him to the WWE. Its tale about the conflict between attempting to be yourself versus trying to be what the machine of the WWE wants you to be clicked with me more. The Legacy, a story about debuting in the shadow of your Hall of Fame aunt, is also a solid tale about living up to expectations, and the various ways that old rivalries and bad decisions in and out of your control can make that challenging. For folks looking for more of a sandbox approach to superstardom, Universe is back, and with the exception of some slight tweaks in the story-building tools, it's practically identical to 2K22's version. For Classic Mode fans, this means you can have a field day tweaking every single detail of your own version of the WWE. From the shows you produce, the stars and feuds between them, and even the belts they can win and defend. Its top-down approach is a little too big for my tastes, with too many knobs to twist and not enough reward outside of the satisfaction of simply doing the thing. I preferred Superstar Mode during the relative time I spent with Universe, so I could put my created grappler through an endless career of rivalries and title shots. GM Mode is my preferred management sim mode, and this year's version is even bigger and more robust than ever. Besides giving us more brands to control, managers to work with, and power cards to choose from, now up to 4 players can try to out-promote each other across multiple season games. New surprises like the Shake-Up, big game-altering passive abilities that you can select after big shows, help keep your opponents on their toes. Bonuses like lowering the stamina cost it takes for wrestlers involved in certain kinds of matches may seem like a small buff until you realize that it means you can pull more risky matches off more often, pulling in better match ratings and more fans with fewer injuries. The verdict. Whether you want to experience a TV-inspired story of young wrestling talent rising to glory, chop your way to the top at your leisure, take a guided tour of the most humbling moments in the career of one of the greatest to ever do it, or some other more nerdy diversion, WWE 2K23 is worth pinning down. It's at least incrementally better in almost every way from last year's entry in that combat feels more rewarding, flexible, and consequential. Where it overachieves, like in my GM, it starts to finally restore the feeling that we could be on the ramp watching a new golden age of pro wrestling games make its glorious entrance.
Spoken Layer.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.